could you tell me a bit more about your job and responsibilities when you were
when I joined the Winston Churchill? I'd been at sea for some years by then, and I had qualified as a master mariner. And I then joined Trinity House for a variety of reasons. One of those that long sea voyages and family life weren't very compatible. But I was interested in Trinity House, always had been, and I joined them as a second officer, a navigating officer, on the tender in Cowes. And my responsibilities were for navigation, obviously, being a navigating officer, and various other facilities. But as a junior officer, I was also required to do all the things like jumping on buoys, climbing up the sides of lighthouses, and anything that was a little bit wet and dangerous. We all had to do it, but that's how we started. And we had quite a few exciting times at doing that, very interesting times. No 2 days were ever the same. There's always something different going on. But as far as the Isle of Wight's concerned, particularly, I mean, our two big places that we, two big lighthouses that we serviced with the Needles and Nab Tower. We obviously, being covering all that coast, we did a lot of others as well, but they were the immediate Isle of Wight sites that we did, as Needles and Nab Tower, because the St. Catherine's was accessible by road. So, you know, although we had an oversight on it, we didn't actually go there very much because everything could be delivered by lorry. And our function was to deliver things to these lighthouses, make sure they were working, check that everything was working properly. We used to take out personnel like mechanics to fix things that had gone wrong. We provided them with their food, their oil, their water, their coal,